Hello guys, and welcome back to the Building Wealth Show, and today I'm going to have a very special guest on named Ariana Sanders. And we're going to talk about some of the struggles you can face in entrepreneurship for a black person. So without further ado, we're going to hop a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so first, I'm a full-time college student at Alabama A&M University. I'm a first-year student. I currently don't have a job because I am going to school, but my business, what it is, it's skincare and cosmetics. So all of their products are made by my sister and I, and they're natural and they're vegan.
Okay. So you told me that you just started your business about 5 months ago. So why'd you start it so early or so late? What made you start it?
Well, my sister and I, we were just looking at lip gloss mixing videos, and we're like, well, I think we can make that. And also, we have, like, skin conditions that don't allow us to use, like, all the products and stuff, like, at the store because of how sensitive our skin is. So we started making things that are good for us and that are actually natural instead of, like, chemically based.
Okay, so how old is your sister?
She's 17.
She's 17? Okay, so do you guys ever bump heads? And if so, how do you guys get through that?
I wouldn't say we bump heads, but sometimes she's very quiet and I'm very like persistent and I like to talk. So a lot of times she's just like, can you shut up? And I'm like, sure. And I just give her space.
Okay. So what strategy do you use to take time for your business? Cause you, like you said, you're a full-time college student.
Okay. So the time that I mainly do like late nights. So if I have a class, so today I had a class, it was like 10:30 to 11:50. So the time after that, it was spent doing my homework and then connecting with other small businesses and just putting my business out there. So just like whatever time I have left after I do my assignments, pretty much.
Okay. So now, so you're going to college and you have a business. Is the business for extra revenue or something you want to take off with?
Something I want to take off with.
Okay. So you plan on like making it like a big skincare company?
Yes.
All right. So now, do you feel it's harder for us black entrepreneurs to start a business?
Yes, I think it's very hard, especially because a lot of times black families aren't as supportive. But luckily for me, I get to see the good and the bad side of being supported by my family and my friends. So it's like I have people who support me and people who don't.
All right. So for someone pursuing a career similar to yours, what advice would you give them?
To not be afraid to do it, because a lot of times people just get afraid and they're like, oh, I don't think I can do this. So I think the best thing you can do is to start, because you never know where it can lead you to.
All right. Now, do you feel like religion plays a big part in entrepreneurship?
Yes and no, because for me personally, my Christian faith, so if you're a Christian, I can't speak on other religions because it's not my religion. So if you have like a Christian religion, you're more than likely wanting to help people and you're not going to take advantage of people or their time.
Yeah, you're right. Now, do you ever plan on writing a book later on in life? Would you write a book?
I would.
You would? What would it be about?
It would be about my life, especially right now, because I've gone through some things that I'd like to share with people. We'll be right back.